Execution strategies. Our godly civics is an execution strategy. It's not a philosophical debate. Get to work. Godly civics replaces God says in the public square. Godly civics is an open-minded strategy that is hungry for improvement. Email to info@wepeg1787.com. Welcome to our Godly Civics Seminar, our escape from the division of politics and glory to God. Note, this is a downloadable message. Civics versus politics. Politics is the art or science concerned with winning and controlling the government. Civics is a social science dealing with the rights and duties of citizens. Webster. Civics is not an art, winning, or control. It is our rights and duties in God's 1787 creation, a Holy Spirit-driven strategy in glory to God. Worship centers are castles with moats separated by doctrine. Most pulpit leaders do not allow the division of politics in their worship centers, and rightly so. However, 30 million believers may not vote, and as a result, godly civics is a solution for all. We give unto Caesar, but making disciples is our glorious cause. And no matter what, every worship center needs religious liberty that only exists inside social liberty. Believers' friction with governments has existed since 1 Samuel 8. Now make us a king like all the nations. That is where most pulpit leaders have missed the mark. There is no king in our USA. If we do not see God's hand, we miss the devil's war against Jesus, waged through all nations. Everyone must see through God's eyes as 1776 creation, our one nation under God. If we do not see God's hand, we do not see the devil's war against Jesus, waged through all nations. The 1776 is an homage to our Declaration of Independence, which holds our liberty. Do all in glory to God. Godly civics does not pretend to speak for God. It is a strategy to glorify God in all that we do, including our civics. There is a second part of Jesus' last words to the 11 too often ignored. Jesus also said, teaching them to obey all things that I have commanded you. One of his commands is to stand against the wiles of the devil. The ballot box is the only place to stand against the devil in our representatives. Godly civics adds to Jesus' last words, go and make godly citizens. Liberty and free will and the laws of nature. God's new ark, the Mayflower, left the European church-state system for a virgin land. His new remnant, the pilgrims, was sent to birth a new nation to image and choose God in liberty. What we have missed is that Caesar was left behind. There is no Caesar in God's 1776 creation. Instead of Caesar, God's new government was to be driven by his inviolate laws of nature. God created liberty and free will in Eden. Liberty is a sovereign state of humankind. And he told Adam and Eve to subdue the world. We subdue the world by unpacking the laws of nature that determine all outcomes in life except for his hand. God's 1776 creation is like Eden 2.0. God is in our hearts with our government driven by his laws of nature, precisely as our Declaration of Independence enumerates, to assume among the powers of the earth, to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. All men are created with the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Government cannot give us happiness. We must be free to seek it through religion or other choices in liberty. Visit libertycivics.com for a 3-hour study on our liberty founding, no longer taught in our schools. The total destruction of God's 1776 creation. Political factions are the devil's theater of war where we cannot win. God is not with us in their sin. What is the end time but the choice between God or the devil's world government with nowhere to hide? God hates political factions. Federalist 10 eviscerated them, and P1 called them a frightful despotism. They destroy our right to consent to our government in liberty, God's creation for humankind. God knew what we see today would happen with political factions inside his 1776 creation. That is why Benjamin Franklin answered Mrs. Powell, a republic if you can keep it. Notice he said, if you can keep it. Our only strategy to redeem God's 1776 creation is to embrace God's theater, godly civics. We cannot lose unless we keep calling his 1776 creation a democracy, which always ends with mob rule, the devil in action. Government by the laws of nature, we peg 1787. Our founders never envisioned destruction of truth and the free press nor progressivism. Progressivism is a rebranded people control system that rejects God's laws of nature. Progressivism is a return of Caesar. Do not repeat Israel's disobedience. God's theater of war where we cannot lose features we peg 1787. We the People's Principles of Effective Governing. The 1787 is an homage to the signing of our Constitution. We peg 1787 as a list of principles all candidates score 0 to 10 in agreement. We peg 1787 neuters dark money, the politics of personal destruction and political faction power. We must restore God's 1776 creation and address our founders' oversights. All candidates must score We Peg 1787 to earn our votes. Our representatives must be stewards and seekers of governing principles, not slaves to a political faction, engaging with godly civics. Godly civics is never politics. It is God's theater of war for liberty, where we cannot lose. We must also look beyond saving a nation. We are about saving souls to the end. No pulpit leader is exempt from glorifying God in our civics. Do all in glory to God. God and religious liberty are the common ground for all the body to engage in, with no exceptions. Godly civics is a mission exercise, not a pulpit message. Godly civics is a North Star to guide us. Every worship center names its own mission and keeps its DNA. Both pulpit leaders and the body of Christ must glorify God in civic engagement. We use the Christian athlete model. We play in glory to God, but play to win in the rules of the game. Our rules are governing principles for all, like God's Son and reign are for all. Liberty is for everyone, believer or not. Believers know the Creator, but unlike politics, principles work for everyone. The millions of believers who sit out elections can now glorify God in all that they do. Visit godlycivics.com to start your mission in glory to God. Blessings to you. Our WMD, our godlycivics.com, libertycivics.com, and wepeg1787.com. Email distribution messages. Person to person is our only open communication channel. These two message scripts for believers and non-believers are simple and to the point for those who know something is wrong with our USA but are too overwhelmed in life to do much. We aim for 30 million new people to vote on the side of social liberty. If you are a social liberty activist already, give it your all. Word of mouth is the only open communication channel to the target audience, and the pyramid strategy of telling people to tell people is how our USA defeated the British church state system. To the body of Christ. Attach the download included above. Subject: Why aren't the churches doing more to save our one nation under God? Dear friend in Christ, everyone asked the question above. Finally, a website, godlycivics.com, or the book Godly Civics. Frees the body of Christ and our pulpit leaders from the division of politics banned from most worship centers. There's a short introduction video on the website. Or watch it here, godlycivicsframe.mp4. Now, we engage in godly civics and glory to our Abba Father. The website or book explains everything. It is the answer we have been waiting for. Please go to the website and check it out, or get the book on Amazon. Then, send this email to every believer you know every way you can. Godly Civics does not take donations, subscriptions, contacts, or emails to be hacked because we the people do all the work from here. There is nothing in it except life, social liberty, and happiness for all, plus more souls in heaven. Blessings to you. To Blue Faction supporters, our goal is to avoid the confrontation and barriers that exist with hardcore Blue Faction supporters. By definition, they do not know the value of liberty because schools have not taught it since the 1960s. That means education is the answer, not debate nor confrontation. And there is nowhere to go for education except libertycivics.com and or wepeg1787.com. Give me liberty or give me death sets the value of liberty in our opening thought. Subject: Give me liberty or give me death. Dear friend, a brave man in 1776 stood up and said the above words, and thousands of people died to create our precious liberty in our USA. Our founding fathers were among the most intelligent people in the world and studied all of government history and subjugation. As designed, our Constitution did not allow our federal government to touch our daily lives. The first 13 colonies were sovereign states and only wanted external defense, interstate rules, and infrastructure. And over time, that was all destroyed to the point of collapse with $32 trillion of debt, all because of political factions destroying our right to consent to our government. As a result, two free websites that do not ask for anything were birthed, libertycivics.com and wepeg1787.com, which teach everything that we have lost so that our children can have a bright future. Please take a look. It will change your life and end the war between political parties. We now have the strategy and tools needed to engage and win the hearts and minds of the victims possessed by progressivism. The websites explain everything. It is the answer we have been waiting for. Please send it to everyone you know in every way you can.